Okay, everybody, we're going to start with questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. I'm sure there's a couple of questions on the West Coast for Coach. Joseph.
Coach, can you take us through the game, please?
What part?
you could say first half. You guys have a good first half.
Well, to be honest, I was not so pleased with the first half. I felt we didn't bring the creativity. I don't think we brought the kind of the attacking thinking that we were hoping to bring. We didn't really create any big chances. I think it was one chance towards the end of the half. So that's why we made the two changes in the team at halftime. It's the fourth game in 12 days for us and three different cities. So when you combine that and the fact that we had a very bitter defeat on Tuesday in the cup game, we tried to kind of help the players kind of keep their heads up, kind of stay positive and spirited. And I feel until for 70 minutes, at least we brought the energy and we brought the fight that we needed to. And really the goal was, as you saw, Crawford on the left side had some muscle issues. And everybody wanted him to sit down so we can substitute him. And he kept hopping. And then all of a sudden, a few seconds later, the ball was in the back of your net. So that kind of lost the organization of the defense and the concentration of the players. And once you're down 0-1 and you're tired, you're mentally tired, physically tired, the players tried to come back into the game. So we had to play more open. And as we played open, we left a lot of players one against one. And both goals after that were really just silly individual mistakes that ended the game 0-3. I don't think the score really does justice to the performance or the effort of the players. But I believe that this is a league that on any given night, any team can win. And I'm sure that whoever becomes champion will have at least several losses before the season ends. So the key is to stay united. To stay concentrated, find solutions, and hopefully bounce back in the next league game.
Coach, how does it feel to have a better team? Comparing from last year, this year, you have a better defense. You were able to taste to be on the first place. Give us your impression. So far, you're having like a good season.
Well, at this moment, as you see, our form is fantastic at home, and we don't have such good results on the road yet. And we didn't really in the training camp travel as a team, other than going to the Victoria Island for 2 days to play a friendly game. So we have to, as a group, learn how to play on the road. I think this will be a better lessons in the last two matches that we played, the cup game on Tuesday and tonight. And hopefully we'll analyze it, we'll sit with the players and individually and in group and as a team and try to solve some of the things that I think we can correct. But to answer your question, it's always nice to have good selection and good players, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win every game. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get results. It's about how do you play as one, how do you steer the team the right direction toward the turbulence of a season like the CPL.
Thank you.
Mitchell? Afshin, how do you make sure a result like this doesn't kind of knock you guys off your flight path? It's been a good start to the season, and a three-goal result can kind of, I guess, be blown out of proportion a little bit.
Well, I'm sure it will be blown out of proportion. I mean, that's the job of media, to blow things out of proportion, but for me, to be honest, I have a lot of experience. I've seen a lot of bad results, good results, and championship teams and teams that somehow don't achieve and fulfill their destiny. I think the key for me is to stay calm, as I always try to stay calm, and try to collectively with my staff and with my players find ways to win the next game that we play. It's one day at a time, one game at a time, and I mean, the worst case scenario, we're going to be 3 points out at the top of the table. So there's always light in darkness. I've always believed that. So, yeah, there's some good things we can take out of the game. Mikel came off the bench and played maybe his best minutes this year in the season. So I have to always see the positive. And the fact that even York gets a result and they get out of the cellar, it's good for the league. To keep the league competitive and all the teams close to one another, only will make a more competitive league, even though we like to win every game. Yeah.
Thomas.
Ashton, we've seen a lot of great like wing play from you guys this season. But, you know, without Kane Chung and without a fully healthy Crawford, I'm just curious how you thought that kind of impacted your strategy today.
Well, anytime you lose a player like Caden, anytime you lose any player and the team is undefeated with a player and all of a sudden he goes down, then you have to use a different person, and both of them happen to be very young guys. And I think as young players, I've learned young players are not consistent. They'll have good days, they'll have bad days, and you just have to be patient with them and encourage them and support them and help them through those bad days and use those as teaching moments to improve them. We saw James didn't have a really good first half, so we changed it. We made a change, and I thought Crawford started very brightly on the left side. And we thought with Paris on the right and Crawford on the left, they're more natural side. We can get more football out of the flanks and better services from both sides. And unfortunately, he got injured at the 70th minute.
Brandon.
We saw Paris towards the end of the first half swinging a brilliant cross for Moses, who barely headed over by a couple of inches. Your side this season, I think, have also been very, not reliant, but put up in the block crosses numbers-wise. I think you guys are on about 73 through the first three games of the season. Just sort of piggybacking off of Thomas's question before me, what does sort of the travel aspect of that impact the game plan and even down to your team selection? I know that you put in a couple of changes for tonight's match. Just how much does the travel affect what you're able to do week in, week out?
I think Canadian football and even in U.S., the travel, the distance are massive. You look at going from Vancouver to Calgary, and then Calgary coming to Toronto, all do it in less than a few days. It takes a tremendous toll on the not only on the mental side but the physical side. You're sleeping in different beds, you're eating different food, you're away from your family, away from where you're comfortable. I think that's why we see so few teams get good results on the road. And I think CPL is all about making sure you get all the points at home. And then if you can steal enough points on the road, you're in the playoffs or you're a champion. So I think there's nothing at this moment we can do other than trying to find and improve the logistical side and the management side of how we work on the road so we can get points on the road. I like wide football. I like wing football. I think playing attacking football from the side channels where the spaces are, having creative outside defenders who can come forward and create two against ones on the flanks is a nice football to see. I don't think we want to change that way on the home or on the road, but I think the game was not decided on that today. It was more concentration and of players and individual mistakes on both sides. And if the crosses are not as accurate as they are maybe at home, it has a lot to do with the being not concentrated and being more tired. When you get tired, you lose concentration. I mean, I don't know if you've ever driven when you're sleepy and tired. You start having some driving issues, right? Same in football.
Any other questions in the room? Robin?
I think I asked something like this last season when you started in. You were on a long road trip, and you only had maybe even less substitutes, five substitutes, and you said it was something for budgeting reasons that there was, a few empty spots on the roster. This year, especially with the ownership, seeing how well you're doing, will there be like a full, when you travel, will you have like seven players, a choice on the bench, or is that still undecided for now?
Well, we've tried to kind of, in our league, we have to always be kind of conscious about and sensible about the budget, and it's all about efficiency. So I'm always fighting for our players and fighting for the football side, trying to get as much as more balls, more covers, more cones, more better infrastructure, better travel. So that will continue, but I'm also realistic and I understand the limitations, and I knew coming in what I was facing. So it's my job to make the most of it. And if we don't get results, I'm not going to look for excuses there. I'm responsible. But for this year, there were some trips we'll travel depending on the distance with 18, and some trips we'll travel with 16.
I noticed I haven't really looked at your schedule, but I was looking at how Wanderers started with a road trip, and yeah, okay, they lost those two games, but it must have saved the crossing back and forth across the country. They'll be better when they have a lot more home games near the end of the year. Does your schedule have like sort of Eastern travel group together?
Yeah, we have some trips that way, and then this was probably one of the hardest ones.
Yeah.
But what we learn in life is we make the most of whatever we're given, and we try to focus on what we can control. So that part I have no control, but I have control on the football side, how we play, and obviously today we didn't play so well. So I put my hands up and take responsibility and try to improve it for the next game.
Got to jump on Zoom because we're stuck for time, if that's okay.
Great.
I'm just going to jump to the Zoom portion, guys. Felipe, over to you, please.
Hey, Ashton. Commiserations on the loss there. I wanted to ask you about the attack because only two shots on target for your team across the 90 minutes. What did you think was lacking from the attacking portion of your team?
I think, to be honest, it's a combination of concentration. And also I believe that the kind of movement that you need to create the spaces in a cohesive and in a collective didn't happen. Sometimes we would see two, three players in motion and normally when you saw us at home, we are playing collectively, we move as a team, we play as a team, we had always third man running in the open spaces. And I think today we rarely saw that, and that was kind of disappointing for me. I thought we had recovered, but when the game actually started, it seemed that the loss on Tuesday affected them on many levels, physically and also mentally. And I think once we took that one goal, and I knew whoever scores today will win the game. And in most of the games in CPL, the team that scores the first goal normally wins. And I think, especially with tired legs and tired minds, when you take that goal and the way we took it, it was almost game over. And even though the players gave their best to try to come back, it's something we have to work on. We still have a long season ahead of us, many games, and I feel that we'll be ready by the end of the season to challenge the trophy. I still believe in this team. I think this loss and Tuesday's loss does not dent my belief in the group.
Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All the best. See you guys soon.
Start with questions in the room, guys, and then once my laptop is risen from the dead, we'll be good to go.
All right.
You've been waiting very patiently, so when you're dealing with technology, it's always going to let you down.
It's always technology, huh?
Always blame the tools of your trade.
That's what I said.
Let's just start with questions in the room for Campbell, guys, and Zoom will be back up in 2 minutes.
Campbell. How does it feel to have a better teammates, especially this season?
I wasn't on the team last year, so for me this is my first year here, and so far coming in from preseason and start of the season, I think we have a great group of guys. I think is the most important thing. A lot of talent on our squad, and good people. So I think it's shown from our first two performances, and obviously today didn't go the way we wanted it, but we look to kind of bounce back together and bounce back stronger.
But how is the chemistry so far, especially with you with the older guys? We got you guys have two of our own. You got Nico, and then you guys have Paris G. Anything that you can tell us?
I think the chemistry among the whole group is really strong. You know, we had a really good preseason, and everyone's really meshed together really well, from the youngest guys to our team to the oldest guys. So we have a lot of experience, a lot of young players, but everyone's kind of on the same path. So we're all heading in the right direction. So we look to correct some mistakes that we made today and come back stronger.
Brandon.
Kemba, you're coming in, I think, a little bit, fresher in terms of the minutes compared to some of the guys that started tonight. How does that affect both your play and then how you link up with the rest of the team? I know that Option coming in earlier was commenting a little bit that the last three goals there were down to concentration. You guys coming off a tough week traveling across the country. Just how did that sort of affect you coming into the team?
I think obviously the travel plays a little bit of a part, but we don't really want to use that as kind of an excuse. I feel obviously the first two games I came on as a sub, but that's part of being a professional soccer player or a professional athlete. Sometimes you're not going to start and sometimes you are. So today I took the opportunity at home or over here to start. So I look to just give my best and help the team the best way I can, and that's what I tried to do today.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
Well, I know you're a local guy like Rocco, playing for North Toronto Nitros,
yeah.
TFC3.
Yeah.
Look that up. I'm the League One guy, but how good is it to have, I suppose you could bring family to this team, and having them, even though it's a cold night out there, they know you know they're watching.
Yeah. It was a real kind of surreal moment for me. Obviously, because I grew up here, this is my hometown. So I've played professional soccer overseas in the USL championship for pretty much my whole career. So a lot of friends and family weren't able to see me play. So to be able to come back home and play was obviously a real special moment for me. And it's unfortunate that I wasn't able, and as a team, we weren't able to get the result for them. But like I said, we really look to just kind of learn from this and move on. I think we have a good group, and we can definitely still make a real positive impact in this league for sure.
Great. Any other questions? The room?
Yeah. I just want to know, how do you feel how York played today? What's your comments on the way they performed against you guys today?
I think they did well, but for me, I like to focus on ourselves. I think there's stuff that we obviously need to work on, and I believe in myself personally, and then I believe in our team, and I think we have a good group of guys, and it's unfortunate that we weren't able to come across it, come out with a result today. York was definitely good, a solid opponent, but I think it's about us. So we got to focus on ourselves, and then the results will definitely come.
Any other questions in the room? Campbell, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's great.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.